Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to another live event here at WP Studio. This one is, we've done variations of this type of webinar when we've talked about how to turn off Gutenberg or the block editor for all of your clients, how to manage it, how to turn things on or off. But I wanted to take us a step further and A, address it not in terms of plugins, address it in terms of code, because as WordPress keeps going down the development road it's going, yes, the block editor is going to become more used or more visible to the end user. And that's fine if that's direction it's going. We will still have methods of basically turning it off and filtering things. And if automatic and some of the core developers removed a certain filter, there literally would be a mass exodus. And here's why I know this. And when I say remove a filter, there currently is a filter that we're going to use that turns on and off the block editor, on and off Gutenberg from access, both site-wide as well as on individual posts, those type of things. That filter, that hook that exists in WordPress is vital to people actually building outside of the Gutenberg block editor. And why do I feel more confident that this will not go away in WordPress? All you have to do is follow the money. Now, part of the reason why WordPress and Automattic, specifically Automattic, have been pushing Gutenberg so hard is they've got to compete with other page building systems like the Wix, the Squarespace, and they're having to do that for their hosted platform, WordPress.com. If you don't believe that, again, follow the money. Well, recently, other groups that are not going in the direction of the Gutenberg block editor have started collecting money. So if you missed this, Elementor just did a Series A fundraising with their business. They were able to raise $15 million in investor money. And part of it is they want to build their own hosting platform, most likely. It may not be, quote, WordPress, but it'll still be based on WordPress so that all the plugins, all themes, everything would still work on their hosted platform. Well, because they're raising $15 million from investors, and I even looked at a few of the agencies that were part of that fundraising round, these are agencies that they always give money to begin with, and they've got so much in reserve if they like the direction you're going, so that Elementor could see another fundraising round that could be $100 million. That's not out of the realm of possibility. So if we follow the money and we understand that there's going to be the ability to turn off Gutenberg, why? Because the Elementor people, they don't want the Gutenberg block editor messing up their plans. So therefore, there is going to be massive pushback. And we're talking pushback with money behind it to make sure WordPress will always have a filter. So let's dive into that filter after you've listened to my diatribe on why basically I still stay working with WordPress, because I do see a future beyond just the block editor. Okay, so we've got a WordPress site in front of us. And currently right now, if you go to the posts or you go to the page to create something, you're going to be working in the Gutenberg/block editor. But it's very simple if we just go to whatever our active theme functions.php file and we address the filter that I was talking about earlier. Add filter, use block editor for posts. It's a very simply named editor, a hook. If we simply add the function name return false, basically that is another way that we can simply say we're just nullifying whatever this is. Use block editor for posts. That's the function that would load in the block editor or Gutenberg for anything. So if I save this, and this is in your handout that's there in the chat room at wpstudio.com/chat, and then we go back and let's refresh on this add new page, we are going to automatically be back in to using the Tiny MCE, the traditional WordPress editor. And then we can also come over here, add new, and you will see our pages and our posts. Now, we've talked about this one in the past, but I started thinking, are there ways of looking at WordPress and say, you know, some areas are more suited for the concept of the Gutenberg block editor versus other areas? And so in my mind, I look at this and say, you know what? If I'm designing pages, and these are pages on the WordPress site, maybe I want the Gutenberg block editor to be used for pages, but I have created pixel perfect blog feeds that know automatically where to put the title, where to put the content, where to put all the different aspects of a WordPress post. And Sherry, yes, that this thing is going to anything that happens, even custom post types. If you simply do this, the block editor is turned off forever for everything. So we're going to change this and say, you know what? I do not want the Gutenberg block editor touching the post area. Why? Because my clients or myself already understand, create a title here, create the content here, and add, maybe you've adjusted it so that your featured image is right here, then they hit publish. They understand that. I don't want them to sit there and try and figure out how to do this. Now, when it comes to pages, well, maybe we will use the block editor because we're going to design some different things. We're going to use the widgets inside there. We don't want a full page builder, but maybe we want to design around the page. So what we do is we're going to change this. Rather than return false for this hook, use block editor for posts, let's make a hook called crushing it. So we're creating a hook there, and I'm adding a priority as well as a position so that it's going to, my hook, my function is going to process after other things are processed so that we make sure that, hey, because we put a two here, the regular Gutenberg block editor is processing at the priority one. So I just put it slightly lower. And you're going to see what I'm going to do. I'm going to do function crushing it. And then we're going to do something. We're going to fill them in as we go. We're going to make an if statement. If whatever is in here happens, we're going to say a return true, return false. Now remember, before I added a function name, we had simply a return false. We had an underscore, underscore, return, underscore, false. That is the same as if we actually had a function that was returning false. Everybody follow that? So when we had it written directly in here, the way PHP allows us to handle that and WordPress allows us to handle that, it's as if we wrote the function and we are simply returning false. But we want to give a choice. We want an if statement. But we need this function to understand what's going on. We need this function to understand what page we're on, what post type we're on. We need it to understand all this stuff. So before we can process this function, we need to put in the permissions, because it doesn't matter if we're doing anything. If this is a variable that WordPress, it's an object that WordPress has already defined everything about it, all the permissions. It already knows how to look up what ID you're on, what post ID, to figure out if you can or can't do something. And then we're just going to pass everything about the post. Now, this is not the posts and not the pages. This post variable is for all posts, every post type, all the stuff. It contains information about the content, the post type, the metadata, the information, everything you can look up, it is defined in here. So if we've already passed in the permissions and the post, now in our if statement, we can do something like, if the post type is equal to page, we're going to return true. If it's not page, we're going to return false. So if we've done it correctly, and I'm going to save this, when we go to our posts, we will return false, which means we do not get Gutenberg. If we're on a page, we do get Gutenberg. You follow me? Let's go see if that works. So let's first type on add new posts. I'm refreshing. We're in the original Tiny MCE editor. Let's go to page, add new page. And in the page, we are here in Gutenberg. So this is also a way that if we're thinking about this, are there things that we want our clients to use? So here's another example. What happens if we flip these? Let's go false and true. You're going to see why I'm going to flip it. And we're going to say post. But what if we also, we don't want them using post, so therefore return false. But I could also do this. Let's add a double pipe so that it's going to be this is true, this side, and this other side is true. So we can then do post. Post type equals, and let's say we have a post type called book. We don't, but return false. See how we've now done that? So now we've said if you're on the posts or book, we're returning false everywhere else that Gutenberg needs to be, we can be true. So you can string this out for as many different post types or locations that Gutenberg might get added to in the future. If it's a post type, we can control what gets used. So if you have already built sites for the clients and you have certain custom post types that are simply, let's say it's a musician that is simply having a post type where they can enter the different gigs that they're singing at and the date that they're going to do, and you have already created an archive page or a page on WordPress that extracts or fetches all that data and organizes it, you do not want the Gutenberg crap getting in that because it's going to mess up your entire layout. So we can turn that false. But if you want to design in Gutenberg for a page, or maybe you're going to create a custom post type that's for called flyers, and you're going to use Gutenberg for that, we can go ahead and do all those things where you're returning. If we went, let's change this to true and false. Let's say the only way you want is a custom post type called flyer. We can do that as well. Oops. There. See that? So we can choose when we're going to use block editor for post and when we're not. But I'm going to go a step further because I think this is the direction everybody that you guys should go. Let me actually turn this to, right now I'm just going to return everything false. Basically, that's going to turn off Gutenberg. Let's just check. Okay, so we're here on a page. Remember in WordPress, pages over here on the right-hand side have templates. Now, templates are built by your theme. Most themes include a few of them. Some of them, like the Voce theme, includes, okay, if you're going to use a page builder and you want the page builder to take over everything, great. If you want some custom stuff, you can choose one of these. It will change the output. So what if we were to create a use Gutenberg so that what we're going to do is all your past pages on client sites we can turn off Gutenberg for that, just in case a client goes in and edits an old post or an old page. They'll break their site because it'll say, oh, do you want to convert this to Gutenberg or the block editor? And then they won't be able to edit like they normally did. How many of you have that fear? That basically you have clients who have had sites for such a long time that going forward, sure, for future things, maybe you could use the block editor, but you've got to turn off anything from the past. So this is my suggestion. So we're going to create basically a page template. So I'm going to go to my theme. We're going to create a PHP file, and I'm going to call this my custom Gutenberg. Okay, so now the reason I named mine the custom Gutenberg is because the Voce theme, the focus I've done. I've named everything custom underscore or custom dash, whatever it is going to handle on the template. Now, if you look at the custom layout, basically, if you see, let me do this. Let me show you this one first. Let's change this. So we have custom Gutenberg. And if we want to create a page template, basically at the top of the page, we are going to type in a commented out section, template name, and then the name of the template. So let's just go ahead and change this one to use Gutenberg. And I'm going to save this. Oops. Great. Now let's save it before we deleted everything. All right. Now, before we get into, because I'm going to tell you the code for regular WordPress themes and then the code for the Voce theme, it's slightly different. So let's go back here. I'm going to refresh on the Add New page. And I come down here to the template dropbox. You're going to now see that, hey, I have an option to use Gutenberg. Right now, nothing's happening because we didn't use any code. Now, for most WordPress sites, all you will need to do is add this. Require once page.php. What this is going to do, and I'll show you in like the, let's open one of the 20-something. See here in the 20-something themes, there is a page.php. That's the template file for how are we displaying pages. In the Voce theme, it's slightly different because if I want to use, here, let me show you. See, we've got these different, notice how we've got different landing pages that include like the hooks and the footer frame and everything else. But if I want to just treat it as is, like this, I could get header, or I could come here and I could copy off one of this. This is probably a good one to copy. I'm just going to copy this one into my custom Gutenberg. Okay, so I'm going to, let me just copy this. Let me change this. Use this only for non-Voce themes. And for Voce themes, I'm just going to copy one of the other ones. Basically, this is simply saying, how are you using the Voce theme? Let's grab all the WordPress header. Let's grab all the Voce header stuff, the Voce footer stuff, and the WordPress footer. And then based on whether it's full width or not, we're wrapping certain classes. That's all that's happening here. All right. Now let's check a look at why we spent the time creating a template called use Gutenberg. So I'm going to save this. Let's go back to our functions.php. Now here in our functions.php, again, we've got our function where we're going to ask or make a if statement where we say if post type equals page, great. Let me just show you this. We're going to return true and then otherwise return false. Okay. If we left this as is, basically every page is going to use Gutenberg. But we don't want to stop there. We want to only use Gutenberg on pages that have selected the Use Gutenberg template. So instead of daisy chaining if statements with the double pipes, which means each one could be true, we're going to chain them together with a double end sign so that both sides of this equation must be true. So I can now do get page template slug. You're going to see why. And basically, because we've already called the post, we can look up the ID based on the page that we're on, the page edit that we're on, equals custom Gutenberg.php. That's the slug according to a page template. So now this side and this side must be true. So let's go take a look at our site. Otherwise, everything is false. Everything turns off the block editor. So again, I'm here on a page. Great. We're here on a page. Gutenberg is off. We're on a post. Gutenberg is off. Let's go take a look at all the pages because I just want you to see that, okay, let's go take a look at the sample page. We're going to edit the sample page. Gutenberg is still off. But what happens when I come over here? This is a new page, and I select a template. Use Gutenberg. Now, in order to basically tell WordPress that, hey, I want to use this page template now for this page, and we don't want to publish it yet, just simply save draft. Watch what now happens. When it comes back, it understands that you are using the page template, page Gutenberg, and we now can work inside Gutenberg. So this gives you the flexibility of going forward. If there's something you want to work with Gutenberg, the block editor, you can, while maintaining the control over anything that is not this specific conditional frame. Anything that's not that returns false and Gutenberg is off. So I hope this at least starts to open the door for you to say, you know what? I don't have to be afraid of the block editor. Because what if you do come up with this really cool idea of a custom post type where you want to use the block editor because there is a plugin that adds some really cool features. But I don't want to break my client's site for all the other stuff. Here you go. Maybe somebody has built this great custom post type that allows for building banners that you use on the website. Fine. Go into your theme, allow the post type or whatever post type there for their banners post type to use Gutenberg, and then you can turn it off for everything else. So use the code that's in the handout that again, that's there in the chat room. I would just encourage you to customize it, treat it however you want, modify it. And using the idea of a template to control when you can turn something on or off is a great solution. Now, as a side note, remember page templates deal just with pages. Now, you can use something like pods to add the page template functionality to other post types. You can do that. You're just enabling other post types to use that type of thing. Most of the custom post type creation things do allow you to choose whether or not a post type accepts this page attribute of a template. The other great thing about it, if you use this concept of, oh, this page template, let's say your client has written tons and tons of stuff. That's still one of those things that why can't they simply just create a lorem tab? It will fill out a whole bunch of stuff, but no, they're not going to do that. But let's say they've written a whole bunch of stuff and they're just so frustrated at this point of saying, I can't work in, or you say, I can't work within Gutenberg. It doesn't do what I want, but I spent so much time with content and rewriting. If you had done this concept of creating a Gutenberg page template at any point, you could simply just go back to the page template, come up here and save draft, and it's going to take you back to, although I think we, because it's JavaScript, we have to refresh fully on the page and it will take us back here. So I look at this, the stuff you learned today, the code we just talked about, that filter hook that exists still in WordPress, I think gives you so much greater control over choosing for yourself or your clients when and where you want to allow the Gutenberg block editor to take over. So I hope that helps. I hope that made sense. And take it, run with it, and feel more confident building stuff for your clients. The other thing is, you can also use this concept to slowly introduce Gutenberg to clients. Because maybe you could create a test custom post type for the clients to play around with it. Call it the sandbox. So, have a great rest of the day. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be dealing with the Voce theme and hooks. And then on Friday, we are actually going to finally be having the webinar that was originally scheduled on Monday. So lots more stuff coming this week. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday and enjoy turning on and off Gutenberg.